from KQED.
Community-based adult services is a stripped-down version of adult daycare designed to cut the state budget by serving fewer seniors. Too few, according to advocates for these elderly Californians. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim tells us about a lawsuit pending against the state claiming bottom-line-minded health officials are blocking more than 2,000 seniors from care that keeps them out of more expensive institutions.
As soon as I walk into Golden State Adult Day Healthcare in San Francisco, it's clear I am underdressed.
This is very Russian. You dress up.
That's Katya Hope, who runs the center that serves seniors from mostly Russia, Ukraine, and other Eastern European countries. Many are women pushing walkers and wearing glittering sweaters, fur hats, or chiffon skirts.
This is mostly clothes from 50 years ago, but you look like you're going to the opera because, in fact, this is the major chance to socialize.
Socializing is why 83-year-old Berta Weckmann says she loves it here.
We cannot stay alone. When we are alone, we are dead. Because we stay alone and nobody at home, you cannot talk to somebody, you forget how to talk.
Weckmann suffers from diabetes, Parkinson's, and needs help using the bathroom. She's prone to depression, which she says has worsened since January, when state officials deemed her ineligible for services. Weckmann has appealed and says she's lucky the center is letting her continue to come for free. But the prospect of being home alone is hard on her.
God, I cry all day, all day.
In a budget balancing move, Governor Jerry Brown tried to eliminate adult day health care entirely. Advocates for the disabled sued. The result was a legal settlement that created community-based adult services, a program that's smaller and has stricter eligibility requirements. But according to attorney Alice Ho, the state is rejecting people who clearly qualify for the program. Ho and her colleagues at the law firm Ropes & Gray have handled the appeals of 14 of the seniors at Golden State Adult Day Healthcare.
These seniors had either Alzheimer's or another form of dementia, issues like Parkinson's disease, coronary artery disease, spinal meningiomas, other types of tumors. Kind of imagine, you know, older grandparents who've actually gotten really sick.
The kicker, Ho says, is that all 14 seniors had initially been deemed eligible after face-to-face evaluations with nurses last year. But officials with the Department of Healthcare Services overturned the nurses' assessments, creating a lengthy appeals process that resulted in all the seniors getting reinstated anyway. Golden State Adult Day Healthcare has managed to keep providing services to seniors, even though the state is not reimbursing centers during the appeals process. But that's been the exception, not the rule.
Okay, bring up your right leg, toes up, hold it, one.
At Grace Adult Day Healthcare in Sunnyvale, near San Jose, an occupational therapist leads seniors through stretching exercises, giving instructions in both English and Farsi. At this center, which serves seniors from mostly Iran and Afghanistan, the state deemed nearly 80 seniors ineligible for the new daycare program. Center director Manuj Puransari.
That's almost half the center, and we think all of them are mistaken.
The seniors here filed appeals in February and March, but the state hasn't decided any of them. Puransari says he tried to swallow the costs of caring for them, but after 3 months, it became too much.
It was a big blow financially to keep them here without the pay. But the state is not responding. There is no news about hearings. So we had to let them go. It's either that or just close down.
Puransari says the seniors have suffered greatly.
Strokes, falls.
Two of them broke their hips.
That's Puransari's wife, Suzanne.
And when we talked to family, they were saying a lot of them didn't know what to do with their mom or dad.
66-year-old Esfandiar Osbog says he's had several falls while he's been home alone. Osbog was stricken with polio as an infant and can't control the left side of his body.
I have a dizziness, okay? And then I'm very, very deep depression.
Osbog finally had his hearing last week.
I believe that 95-98% I win.
State officials say delays in the appeals process stem from the program's legal battles and that the agency is now moving through the cases much faster, with hearings expected to be completed next month. Jane Ogle, Department of Healthcare Services Deputy Director, says she stands behind the agency's eligibility determinations, including the ones that have overruled nurses' earlier assessments.
With such a highly scrutinized program, we need to make sure that our decisions are fair and accurate and correct for each of the participants. And that's why we put in a quality assurance review for these decisions.
In 2 weeks, state officials are expected to explain this in federal court. Advocates for the disabled say the state's eligibility reversals are illegal and are asking a judge to order that all seniors awaiting hearing decisions be reinstated. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.